Okay, we like to do this every once in a while. First of all, hello everybody, welcome back to the podcast. Happy to be here, happy to be recording. Potentially, this will be the last one where we have this couch.
We got some chairs.
I feel a little bit like, you know.
Face them towards each other a little bit, so we're not like cranking our necks.
Just like propping myself up, like a tent. Tenting over here. I don't want to say that. We have a Q&A today. We did a Q&A on Facebook Live and we had a ton of questions. We wanted to finish them off here. I think it's good to do these every once in a while. You know, like me and you change. Our viewers might change. A lot of them might leave. New ones might come.
Getting to know us. Answering all your burning questions.
You know, like things happen and people have questions. I don't know. So we're going to answer
with them. Like the reels and stuff. It's like we make some funny skits and everything, but also
it's fun to just like
get down,
say things
to like the human level and just talk, you know?
Yeah. I love Q&As. I feel like I'm always like, you know, curious. So hopefully we answer some questions. Hopefully you guys are less curious after this.
Maybe you'll be more curious than ever.
A worthwhile Q&A where questions have been answered.
Sweet. Let's have it.
Okay, question number one. I'm just going to go down. I'm going to read every single one we get to, okay?
Also, if you want to submit any questions, isnhstpodcast@gmail.com. I should not have said that.
Yeah, ask us stuff. Tell us to talk about stuff. Give us some ideas. Dallin and I are just two normal people with average IQs.
We can also search the comment section.
We need some help.
Average at best. We can also search the comments in the videos now because we're posting them to YouTube and Facebook. So just put any questions in the comments if you want there too.
So here we go.
Aggregate all of them and just talk about them.
We'd like to welcome
Dash.
Talk
the crap out of them.
Probably the first question we should answer is Dash still a member of our family? He is. He's right here. Dash is kind of like a mini horse.
Did somebody ask that?
People ask that all the time because Luna's like my shadow dog. She's always there. Mm-hmm. And Dash, you know, likes to sleep by the food bowl most of the day.
Or under the chair.
Yeah, he's kind of just
loves
like...
loves propping his neck up on like the arms of the legs of the chair. It's kind of weird like that.
Dash is also, as much as we love him, sometimes outside because he hasn't learned how to not eat trash or jump on our counter. So when we're eating and stuff, usually goes outside to have special nature time.
that's what we call it.
Sunshine time.
Special nature time for Dash.
We tell our kids like every day you need sunshine time. Helps you grow. You won't grow unless you have sunshine time.
SNTFD.
And that somehow convinces them to go outside more than me being like, please leave this home for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. Question number one.
Done. Next.
How do you keep your house clean with three kids? We have a house cleaner who comes every other week and it has literally changed my life and I've never been happier.
Highly recommend it.
We do like stuff, you know, like we're busy. Like we vlog and podcast and make reels and have a food blog and I homeschool. And I just got to the point where I was like, I can either cut out things that I like or I can cut out things that I don't like. And like cleaning brings me zero joy except for the aftermath and...
Now we just have the aftermath.
I would just rather homeschool our kids.
$100 less.
I can't do it.
But it's worth it.
So we just got it and it's so great and it just like takes a lot of stress off and it's, you know, just great. So it's great. That is all. We still like vacuum and mop it, but it's just like every 2 weeks there's a deep clean, which is really nice.
I'd say after kids go to bed, we usually do a quick little...
Try and do a load of laundry a day, a load of dishes, like fill it and empty the dishwasher. I don't know. Usually once a week we put clothes away.
I feel like I'm just always cleaning something.
Dallin and I lay down at the end of the day and I'm just like, I feel like I haven't sat down all day.
That's what happened last night. Yeah. You fell asleep at like 8 o'clock.
We just passed out. And
laziest we've been at night in a long time.
But
it was nice.
I think, I mean, like probably everyone feels this way. I just feel like I'm running all day. You know, like we wake up, Dallin starts editing or starts posting stuff that we've already recorded. And then I take the kids to the park or I try and get them out of the house so that it's kind of like quiet here after breakfast. Dallin edits and then we get home. We do quiet time, Violet naps. And that's when Dallin and I do like all of our work that we don't want to do like with our kids.
Like right now, Violet's napping directly above us.
Yeah, right now. And then when they wake up, it's usually like we go to the pool or like today we're going to go to, Dallin and I are coaching baseball and then we'll probably try and stay out till like 7:30 so we can come home.
What time is the game?
4:30 really soon.
Oh.
Yeah, we're okay.
Okay.
Like an hour.
Okay.
And then we go to bed. So I don't know. It's really great to have someone come and take care of my house for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Since you left LDS, do you follow another faith? Do you want to give context on that? What is LDS?
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Mormons.
No, we've packaged that up in a neat little box, set it aside for now. And Ash and I are just getting to know ourselves as Dallin and Ashley, human beings on planet Earth. And so far, so good.
Yeah, it's been kind of like weird. You know,
I guess I'm comfortable with not knowing all the answers to everything anymore. And more focusing on living in the moment being present and not letting my brain stress me out about the past and the future so much. That's what I'm trying to get good at.
Yeah, I'm super not comfortable with that. That's very uncomfortable for me. As far as like following another religion, like Mormonism falls within like the Christianity bubble, I think. So we are definitely not like exploring outside of that. We've explored within that, like we've gone to a non-denominational church. I think we just are kind of taking a break from church. I don't really think I know what I believe.
I'm just discovering my own spirituality.
Yeah, where I'm kind
and
of into...
And I think that that's a beautiful thing.
We're just into like being happy and doing things that are good for us and taking care of our kids. That is, we're in the church of being parents.
The Church of Dallin and Ashley.
Which feels weird, having grown up in like a place where it was very emphasized.
Well, George and James, when they have questions about stuff, we just teach the principle and like just the...
I'll tell you what I do like for homeschool.
Like talking about something specific like morals and stuff, telling the truth. We just talk about like... why it's important to obey mom and dad, why it's important to not lie from basically just a human standpoint.
And not like a sinful standpoint.
And aside from like sin and righteousness, just like why this is a good idea, why this is a bad idea, and why this could be healthy, why this is not healthy, why this helps relationships, why this harms relationships.
We just tell George, we're like, you get to choose, you're in charge. Grandma believes this. Your sister, like my sisters believe this. Our other grandparents believe this. Like you're in charge of, mom and dad believe this. Like we don't care like what people tell him. We're just like, you get to choose what you believe. And currently he believes in Zeus.
And Thor.
Uh-huh. And we're just like, great. You're in charge of your body. You're in charge of your beliefs. You get to choose.
Uh-huh.
Just, I don't know. Some people are like, that's insane. But I think it's kind of, I don't know. I think it's kind of empowering.
I just want him to have such an open mind and to choose for himself and to teach good morals still. You can do that. And, but from like a human behavior standpoint, rather than God will smile at you or God will frown at you if you do this.
And like all of this applies to James and Violet. They're just kind of like not, George just always is asking questions. James, we always tell her, like, you're in charge of your body. I feel like that's the church we're in. The church where you're in charge of your body.
Yeah.
And you get to choose.
Well, like when the topic of sex comes up, it's like you will teach the very beautiful, natural, like, power and urges and that your body has.
I haven't thought about this one. I'm not ready for this talk.
And then also the potential consequences and to exercise it in a way that you're very aware of the consequences rather than this is a sin next to murder type stuff.
We have this cute book I found called The Call of the Swamp. It's so cute. It's about these parents find this little like tadpole person. They want to have a kid and they can't. And they find this little tadpole boy and they like raise him as their own. And he decides he wants to like go a different way than his parents. Like he doesn't want to live the life that his parents live. And he thinks he like needs to run away to do that. So he just like jumps in the swamp one day and lives in the swamp and like kind of goes far away. And when he eventually starts like missing his family and he comes back and they've dropped these little like bottles into the swamp with messages in them and they just say over and over again, like, we don't know where you are. We don't know what you're doing. Like, And we only want you to come home if that's going to make you happy. Like, we just want you to be happy. And I think that's just kind of where Dallin and I are. Like, we just want us to be happy, and we just want our kids to be happy. Like, I don't really care what they choose to believe. I just want them, if they want to believe what I believe, if they want to live a life like mine, like, if it makes them happy, we want them to. But if they want to, like, do something else and go a different way, like, as long as it's not hurting people or, like, hurting themselves, then we just want them, like, whatever you want, we just want you to be happy.
I am focusing on earth life while I'm on earth. And then if I wake up after I die and I'm in the spirit world, I will be so stoked to learn all I can about the spirit world. But right now I'm just living my earth world life. Okay. That's where I'm at.
We obviously we don't know anything. Like, that's, I feel like, our
place. Well, it's kind of relaxing to not claim to know anything. You're just like, I'm a human like everybody else on planet earth. And I'm just living my life.
Okay, next question. This is
getting philosophical.
Have you ever wondered why George is so anxious, and what are you doing to help that? I've never really wondered. Maybe, like, anxiety kind of, like, runs in my family a bit.
Mine too.
Not, like, crippling, but, like, George, I had it as a kid. George got
the best of both worlds, baby.
I don't know. Like, I just know, like, the line. It's not, like, this odd thing to have in my family, so. Probably not yours either. I think we just try and be like, I don't want him to grow up and think he's like crazy. Like,
no, yeah, it's like, we talked about this in the last podcast about how, like, that which you resist persists when it comes to, like, thoughts in your brain. Like, instead of just saying, bad, no, stop thinking this, stop feeling this, just like acknowledging it. We've had conversations with George about recognizing when your brain sends up crazy thoughts sometimes. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's true. Like, sometimes George will come up to us and say, my brain's giving me some crazy thoughts, Dad.
And we're like, sheesh, I felt that way before too, man. Yeah,
exactly. So just acknowledging that it's a thing and helping educate him about it instead of him just always freaking out about an anxious moment or whatever.
Like the last thing I want him to feel is anxious that he's anxious. You know, right. Like, I felt that, like, crap, I'm going to freak everyone out. Like, I'm going to ruin everyone's day. Like, Dallin's going to think I'm insane, or Dallin's family is going to think I'm insane, or, like, and it just makes it worse. So we just don't want him to feel like he needs to hide that from us, or to, like, I don't know, like, suffer alone or pretend it's not real to spare our feelings, or to, like, make, quote unquote, like, us happier or something.
Mm-hmm.
Or for us to, like, love him. So we're just trying to be really open about it and give him, like, vocabulary. And to kind of be able to recognize, like, this is stress or anxiety versus, like, this is reality. Like, maybe I don't know what reality is, but I know that this is potentially my mind, like, making freaking things really big.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just, like, baseball and soccer have been really stressful for him, like, the first game.
But afterwards, he's like, that was so fun.
Yeah, so we try and, like, emphasize, like, wow, like, even though you had...
Your brain was giving you a lot of scary thoughts about baseball, huh, buddy? And he's like, yeah.
But turns out it was fun. Maybe your brain isn't always right about things being so scary.
Uh-huh.
Maybe sometimes if you kind of think you want to try it.
Just let's say things like, your brain's just trying to protect you, but sometimes it can do a little too much protecting, and you can, like, tell your brain, thanks, brain, I've got it from here now, stuff like that.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, again, not experts, haven't been to see an expert, but that's kind of, like, what we've been working on. And he's getting... I don't know. He's just able to, like, communicate more, which has made it feel like it's never been, like, unmanageable, but, like, it doesn't, like, cause him as much distress, I feel like, because he's able to, like, sit down and have, like, cognitive, like, 6-year-old thoughts versus 4-year-old thoughts, which are basically just, like, fight or flight or scream or, like, this,
yep.
You, like, there is, I don't know, like, big, big emotions. So it's been better. James is fun. She's just like, Mom, I think I want to do every sport. And I'm like, okay, like, wow.
James has zero anxiety.
It's so fun because I like playing baseball. I was just like a mess. Like, had to, like, meditate before so I could, like, breathe when it was my turn to bat. She just goes out there
and she's like, is it my turn? Great.
She's just like, I think I want to be a pitcher. And James's, like,
only thing is wanting to be tucked in at night.
Like, her heart thing? Her demand?
Her only thing where she gets a little scared or whatever. She just wants to be tucked in at night. She doesn't want to go to bed by herself.
Or, like, where she's, like, unwavering. Like, we could never be like, yeah, tonight we're not going to do it. Like, she would just, like,
uh-huh.
That would be, like, her flip a lid moment.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice just to have one thing. It makes it easy to be your parent. No.
George okay. has lots of things.
Do you ever wish you could have a fourth and Dallin didn't get the snippy snip?
Nope.
Dallin.
Not a day in my life have I wished that.
It is insane to me that Dallin and I had this conversation before we had kids. And he was like, well, how many kids do you want? And I was like, I don't know. Like, kindergarten's killing me. And
it goes to show how much I knew.
Two? I feel bad to want two, but details. Maybe two. And Dallin was like, well, I want six.
Yeah.
And I just sat there. I like literally started crying because I was like a people pleaser. So I'm like, great, now I have to have six. Okay.
So funny. Yeah, no, I'm so happy with three. So
how
great.
Does it feel? So it feels like we're done because obviously Dallin had surgery, a Things huge done. Surgery,
huge,
super invasive huge surgery, and so big.
Open scrotum.
It's kind of like open heart.
Yeah, it's a lot like open heart.
You can say that because you've had open heart surgery.
I have.
It's about open heart it's surgery. As bad as that.
I can make open heart surgery jokes.
I
had open scrotum surgery. That's what we're going to call it now.
I remember OSS. We had Violet. James was like two or three. And I was like, if we don't have a kid now, we'll never have another because I can feel it's like this is getting kind of easy. Right? Which is probably a weird reason to have it. Like, it's getting too easy. If it gets any easier, we'll never want to go back. Mm-hmm. I felt like I knew I wanted another. Really know where that feeling comes from. I just kind of like wanted, I didn't feel like I was done, but I didn't feel like I wanted more than three because it was just really hard to have Violet, like to like get her to Earth.
Would you want to have a fourth?
So
this you said the other day, if a fourth accidentally came along,
yeah, that's my thing. Like it was kind of sad being like, this is over. Like, it's sad to be like, I'll never hold a newborn baby. That's mine again. Like, I'll never have that moment where you've like waited for 9 months and it's this like huge special moment and you get to see your baby. Like, that's kind of sad to say goodbye to. It's actually really sad. But I don't know. Like, having babies has been really hard on us. I feel like Dallin and I's marriage crumples every time we add a new child to the family. And then we have to like, we like stick in it and like live in the trenches for a while. And then we like slowly are like, hey, like, do you still like me?
Yeah.
And we're like, I don't know, maybe.
We had a do you still like me moment a few days ago. Turns out like, we do. So that's good.
I think I like you. Like, I think we have fun sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes when we go on dates after a little while, we remember that like,
we
love each
fun.
Other.
We
stuff.
Love being parents, but sometimes it just feels like you're just like on this conveyor belt where you're just like, you never do things that like you choose. It's always like taking care of other people, which is fine. Just kind of draining sometimes and not super romantic.
Mm-hmm.
But if Dallin were to like be like, oh, no, not Dallin, you wouldn't get pregnant. If I were to like take a pregnancy test and be pregnant, I would be like, this is a miracle baby. Like, I would be excited.
Yeah.
I wouldn't cry sad tears. I'd be like, oh, like, what are the odds it happened? Like, it's meant to be.
True.
Dallin's like, ugh. Yeah, Violet was our like, we're going to do it one more time. We're going to do it the best we've ever done it. We're prepared. We're ready. We're like financially stable. We kind of feel more secure. Like, our relationship is good. We know what we're getting into. It was supposed to be like this. She was like this redemption baby where mm-hmm. it was like, George, we didn't know how to have, like, we were just like, everything was just like, what's happening? You know, like birth, pregnancy, newborn. It was great. We just like, it was just all new. And then James was this like beautiful, magical, unplanned baby who came when we were still in the trenches of newborn George. And it was just, it felt like someone being like, hey, you're climbing up a mountain. Why don't you carry this 30-pound weight while you're doing it? Like, just like it just felt really hard. So we just wanted our like Violet to be this redemption baby where we had like a gap. We felt like we weren't like in like do or die mode. What is that? Like all hands on deck. Like that was kind of how it was when James came. It was just like, wow. Like, I don't know if we like, we're barely making it and now we're adding another one kind of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I don't know. I think that was like wishful thinking. Cause it was still really hard.
Yeah.
I don't think it like was better. I think it was pretty similar. I don't know. It's just really hard. Postpartum's really hard.
So hard. There was a TikTok, it had like millions of views. This guy was crying and they just had a baby. And then he went to work fighting with his wife and they left on bad terms when he went to work. And he was talking to his coworker and he was like, you know what? We'll probably get over this. We're just both really sleep deprived and on edge. And when I get home, we'll make it up and talk about it. And the coworker's like, what makes you assume that? And he's like, assume what? He's like, assume that you'll make it home tonight. And he just learned in that moment from his sage, wise coworker that you can't just assume that you're going to live another day. Like, you never know if something bad's going to happen and your life will be over. Like, people die accidentally all the time. And just like live in the moment and let it go, because you never know when your last day is going to be. You never know if you're going to not be able to see them again.
I say this all the time when you're leaving and you're like, it's fine. Every time you go anywhere, I'm like, please don't die.
I mean,
die.
You have to live that way to a certain level, or else you're just be freaking out every second. You can have reasonable assurance that you're probably going to live today.
I like to have the amount of stress that you're comfortable with.
It was like the lesson that this wise coworker is teaching him is like, just it does not matter. It is in the past. You know, Rafiki whacks Simba in the head and just like.
Well, I think, isn't he telling him like to not part, to like make it, don't like wait to like. Make it up.
You know, maybe I still haven't figured out the lesson his coworker is teaching him.
That's like this song by Randy Travis called Three Wooden Crosses. Came out when I was like 14, right? Until I was literally like 20, I always was like, there's this song and he's like, three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Uh-huh. It's like a riddle song. And then it ends with, why there's not four of them. Heaven only knows.
Yeah.
And at some point in the song, you realize why there's not four of them. And it took me years. I never understood it. So maybe you'll understand it. And like, now I hear.
So like one person didn't die in the wreck, but three of them did.
Well, it ends with, he's listening to a preacher telling this story. It's all very good.
The preacher was the drunk
driver.
The
preacher was, there was a farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher.
The hooker becomes a preacher.
The hooker survives. I realized this in college telling my friend, like, there's this country song that's a riddle that I can never figure out. And while she was listening to it with me, I figured it out. The hooker survives, okay?
Okay.
And before the preacher dies, he gives the hooker a Bible. And the hooker gives the Bible to her son. And the son becomes the preacher who's telling this story. Go listen to it. It hits hard. It is a perfect country song.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. That's your homework, everybody. Go listen to
Three Wooden Crosses, Three Wooden Crosses by Randy Travis. But Randy that's Travis. This TikTok might be that for you.
That's it.
We're one day,
trying
all
to
the
just
puzzle
remember,
pieces.
You never know when your last moment's going to be. And to not get, I mean, you start to think that, you just get in this, you know, the argument mindset where your ego gets in the way of stuff, of real life. And you just try to work through things together and not let your ego get in the way of stuff.
I think that's really easy if you don't have emotions. But like, it takes me like a couple of days to simmer down sometimes and be like, okay, like, you're not.
It does take you a couple of days.
It does. And I don't choose that. I just like, sometimes I get really mad. Okay. What if, okay.
I feel like I'm sitting in a really bad way
there
for the internet.
Probably. Me too. I'm like,
yeah, excited okay. For our chairs to come.
Dear, here's the next one. What is your favorite date night?
Sedona. And we haven't even gone yet. Ash and I's anniversary is coming up 9 years.
10?
In June. It'd be nine years, baby.
Why do you keep telling me you want to celebrate our 10th in a big way?
Because that's next year.
I thought it was this year.
Nope, it's nine.
Well, you keep talking about the 10th one.
Because it's going to be huge.
I've been all feeling.
And we're going to plan for it.
Okay. Nice. Nice.
So anyways, we're celebrating a little early because this is when we could get the babysitters out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So fun.
It's going to be fun. We're going to go down to Sedona. Never been there before, but we've heard cool things. Heard it's got hippie vibes, fun hikes, fun shopping and restaurants.
Crystal shops.
Crystals.
Vortexes.
Vortexes.
Don't know what that
and
is.
And mountain biking. I've always heard it's one of the coolest places to mountain bike.
This is
and
what
we're just
we
gonna
want.
Live it up for 4 days.
We just wanna like
and we're gonna drive through Colorado City so Ashley can finally see Colorado City and check off her bucket list.
Be such a freak there.
Yeah. Cops and polygamists.
Have I told
Ashley's
the polygamous
two biggest
story?
Things that she's intrigued
by. So Colorado
by.
City is where the FLDS, a lot of the FLDS people live. I think there's another group that go by a different name. But like, you know, like the Netflix series Keep Sweet, it was kind of like based in that area, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, so when the mainstream LDS church, it's hard to say, when the portion of the LDS church stopped practicing polygamy, there was another portion that kept practicing polygamy. And they went two separate ways. Right. FLD, they called themselves FLDS fundamentalists because the church in the early days practiced polygamy.
They like started kind of groups in Southern Utah, Mexico, and Canada. And the Southern Utah group is literally on the way to Sedona. It like anyone can go to this town, okay?
It's just the town.
Just a town, and it just has a large population of FLDS people. I am highly intrigued by.
Highly intrigued.
Because it's like part of my history. And it's just so intriguing. Okay, so when we first moved here.
I was going to say this.
We had cleaners come and they turned out to be like FLDS people.
They came all the way out from Colorado City.
And I was such a dork. I like tried to become their friends. They're so nice.
They were very
friendly.
They were
so friendly and nice and smart and kind and just like very capable women. I just remember being like, they were talking. I was like, so what do you guys like to do? And they were like, oh, we love to hike. And I was like, oh, sweet. I'd love to come down to Colorado City
what
and go hiking
do
with you.
When we ever go to Colorado City. Like, what should like, we do if we go by
no,
go to
I
town?
Literally was like, I'll come with you next time. Give me a
and
call.
They were just kind of like.
They were like, no, we're not going to do that.
Okay.
They just were. It was like obvious. Like
they were kind of shocked that we wanted to go visit Colorado City. They were like, what are you going to do there?
Well,
are there restaurants there?
I just kept being like, next time you go hiking, like, give me a call.
Things to do in Colorado City. TripAdvisor is like,
I was like,
nothing.
I homeschool my kids too. We should be friends. And I don't see why we shouldn't be friends, but they just seemed very like, we don't.
To do.
It didn't seem like I was going to be their friend.
Colorado City. Colorado, no, not Colorado Springs. Sorry, Google. Colorado City.
There's a lot to do. There's a really cool park. I saw it on the documentary.
It's just pulling up Colorado stuff to do in Colorado.
The town's been revitalizing a lot since Warren Jeffs went to prison. Like, he made a lot of really big rules, and now some of the people are starting to, like, open up bed and breakfast. There's some really pretty hikes there. It's on the way to, like, the Grand Canyon. So they're, like, trying to, like, revitalize it and open up some more restaurants and stuff. So it's not weird that I want to go.
This is the first photo that you see there.
I'm literally probably
there's a
related
lake.
To them.
There's so. Lake Colorado City State Park. There's Reddick Park. There's Good Old Days Antique Shop.
Going there.
Heart of the West Texas Museum.
In Colorado City? I think you're in the wrong spot. Are you in Colorado City, Texas? Don't know. Okay, Dallin's giving
is
false
it in Texas? Dang it.
Okay.
There's a Colorado City in Texas. See, nothing's coming up for visiting
our
actual
Green
Colorado
Day
City.
Is kind of right now what we're doing for our anniversary. We just want to wake up and go to a coffee shop, get like a huge amount of coffee, and then go hiking all day and move like move fast. Because with kids, you have to like stop and take breaks and leave before you're ready.
That's what I did when I went to Florida by myself. I just moved fast.
I just want to like hike for 12 hours a day.
I just want to be walking and being efficient.
And then go to a restaurant and just lounge in the restaurant and
just
not
chill.
Because at restaurants now we're like, bring us our food as fast as you can.
Can we order the kids' food first so we can come out faster? And Violet's just a little difficult the whole time. Restaurants are not areas for toddlers to
thrive.
Then
we just inhale the food and leave as fast as possible.
Yeah. So we're just going to friggin' chill is what we're going to do in Sedona. Literally, there's nothing in Google that comes up for visiting. Google thinks we're crazy for wanting to visit Colorado City. There is a wiki travel that says Colorado City is the largest known polygamous community in the United States. And that's all it says.
Okay, well, I'm a fangirl. Okay, Ashley, where have you
been? Maybe there's
a
restaurant there.
There is.
Let's eat there.
Where have you been getting your clothes? I've gone clothes shopping recently for summer.
We should make a TikTok. Sorry, I'm still on this.
I don't want.
A TikTok of visiting Colorado City. We're not.
Oh,
gonna
I thought you meant
of
my clothes.
No, we're not going to make fun of them or anything. Just it's just weird. Visiting. It's interesting, and it's a place you've always wanted to go.
I feel like they want their privacy.
They're not even on TikTok, so they'll never know.
I'm sure they are.
It's like going to it's just a town in the country that we live in. We're going to visit it and check it out.
That's not true. Nothing... We all know that's not true.
We have a particular tie to it. I don't see anything wrong with making a TikTok about it.
I'm like, I think I'm related to you guys distantly. Do you want to be my best friend? Do you want to start a homeschool co-op together?
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of sad, but that's... Never mind.
Okay, next question. Next question. My clothes recently have been from this brand called Verti and then another brand called Marine Layer.
Somebody asking where you got your new clothes from? Yeah.
Where have you been getting your clothes?
Classy.
That's pretty much it. Okay. I got these really great overalls from Free People. They're the Ziggy Shortalls, and I love them. And I can't tell if Dallin likes them because he makes this face.
The overalls are cute.
He kind of pauses after he says things.
The Ace Ventura Hawaiian shirt that just like sometimes, I don't know, I'm not sold on it yet.
Well.
But that's okay.
Okay.
You don't just only buy clothes to please me.
It would be nice if they did.
It does.
Okay. Are you happy with your haircut, Ashley? I am. I don't think I'll keep it short. I go through this like cut it short, grow it really long, cut it short, grow it really long.
I miss the braid. I do. Yeah. Well, I love the braid.
It's all about you.
I am the man.
Okay, here's one. This one's for you, Del. And for me, probably.
Okay.
What do you do for work? Literally this.
We have this really weird job where we're able to create hopefully fun.
This is Dallin's least favorite question. It makes him very uncomfortable.
It's just weird.
I think most people are familiar with like the phrase YouTuber. People are a lot more
familiar with it now today than when we first started.
We just make videos. We create
content. People, yeah, it's much more.
The platforms we put the videos on, place ads on them, and we get a cut of the ads.
Yeah, that's what we do. And lots more people are doing it these days. Everybody's figuring out all our secrets.
We've never done it well. So if anything, they're figuring out how to do it well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what we do. And it's a weird job. And as long as people keep watching and listening and all that, we'll keep doing it because we have a lot of fun and we're very lucky. And we also work very hard. What's next?
One time you said that there's added God stuff in cereal.
Added God stuff?
Fact or false? I don't understand that. I'm going to say false. But
God stuff. Did they mean to type that?
Good stuff? Added good stuff. It's fortified? I don't know. So if your kid has low iron, it's good for them to eat that? Better than a goldfish cracker? Don't come at me, okay? Some things, there are fortified cereals are probably better than a Ritz cracker or a goldfish cracker. I love goldfish crackers.
It's a fortified Ritz cracker.
And I love Ritz crackers. And I don't understand fortification science. I just know, like, kind of looks like a multivitamin on the ingredient list. So.
Is fortified cereal.
Don't look it up. It's
healthy.
It's a black hole.
Iron fortified cereals are a great way to add iron to your diet.
Okay.
From activeiron.com.
Thank you. Okay. Here we go. Homeschool curriculum. Why you chose to homeschool and what do you use? Okay. So I was a kindergarten teacher. School is great. So great for so many people. Wonderful, beautiful place in society. And it does much for our population. I also think there's people that can have the benefits of a public school education, but provide it at home. I don't think it's like public. I don't think public school is like the end all be all. Like, obviously, like, many children are not passing state standardized tests. So, like, there might be, for some people, a more efficient way of educate. If your goal is to educate your child, there might be a more efficient way than public school if that works for your family. I don't have
Ashley
any, like...
Ashley's saying this very carefully.
I don't have any, like, hard stances. I'm not like, public school is evil. Or, like, the only way, only loving mother, like, only parents who love their children homeschool. Like, no, I don't think that. But I do think, like, number one, here's my first thought. I think people feel like you have to be, like, highly qualified to have, like, a highly, like, a really good homeschool situation going in your home.
You don't?
I don't think you do. I think there's so many resources.
Does the curriculum move you along?
The curriculum moves you along. I think the only really big thing you have to do is, like, desire to homeschool.
What about when you get in the higher grades?
Oh, hold on, desire to homeschool and like have the like means, schedule, like where it can work with your family. Don't do it if you don't want to do it. And like,
it's a lot. Ashley dedicates a lot of time to it and it's admirable.
It works really good. It's really hard. Do it. Half the time we're like, do we want to do this? But like, it's really nice when we can like travel and we can like make plans not based off of the school schedule, right? So that's been really nice for us because we don't work like traditional jobs where we're, you know, like where we wouldn't, you know, like we just have the ability to do stuff on like the drop of a hat. Okay. I don't know what else I was going to say. I just think it's like a really great option if it's the option you want.
Some of your sisters went to high school, others didn't.
Yeah, right? Like my mom.
Did you ever go to public school?
I went to public school up to fourth grade and then we homeschooled. Cool. I don't know. I didn't really love going to school. I always kind of hated it, but it was always like I had friends there, so that was fun. But like my take on it is I can outsource friends. Like I can put George and James in programs. I can put them in sports. I can put them in clubs. Like I make a point that they're very social. Like we go to parks and they're in programs. I don't need to send them to school. Like I want, if I'm sending them to school, it's for an education. It's not for friends. I think that changes a bit after elementary school where like junior highs and high schools have a lot of like extracurricular opportunities that would be really hard for me. And like, we're so open-minded. We live in a really great area with really great schools. We're even open-minded in elementary school. Like, I just felt like, I don't know, like preschool for me, we tried it out, but George didn't really love it. James really liked it. Just kind of felt like they were kind of little. I didn't want to like, and then kindergarten, I'm literally a kindergarten teacher. So I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. Just do whatever you want and it's fine.
Okay. Last one. Am I crazy or did y'all live in an RV for a time?
We had an RV.
We didn't live in it, but we did go on a few extended like trips in it because it was a pretty big one. That was fun.
We may or may not have labeled a YouTube video here or there, like moving into our RV. But if you watched the video, you would recognize that while it's kind of like a drawn out truth, there is a seed of truth within that.
We're living
title.
In it for a little
we
bit.
We moved into it to live in it for a couple months.
Yeah.
But we never
name
like,
every single time we're staying in a hotel.
Moving.
Moving into our new.
Moving.
Look at our.
A new house tour.
New room tour. Yeah. No. Yeah. Then we sold it during COVID and we go back and forth mostly forth about getting a new one.
I see what you're saying there.
We do not. It always ends with no, we don't ever want to get one ever again.
I feel like the universe is telling us not to though. Yeah. Because whenever we go look at them.
They're just, the lot literally in Vegas. Everybody says RVs always fall apart and they're just.
Well, we know this firsthand. Ours did.
It's just so fresh. Like the brand new ones in the lot, there's like panels. They're like,
right. We were
stairs
like.
Stairs are like coming off.
We were kind of on track to get one.
Look at you touching my knee.
We're going to go. Cutie. We're going to look at it. It's right here in Vegas. We drive down to Vegas and we go and look at it. And the sales guy is like, oh, wow. No one's been in here to fix this.
Our guys will fix that before you pick it up.
The cupboards are hanging off and the glued on wallpaper is like stripping because it's so hot. It's melted off.
Ugh.
And we were just like.
Just the maintenance and storing it and paying to store it and paying for insurance. You're paying for it even when you're not using it. And when you are using it, it's like $200 a day in gas to tow it. And then it's still like $70 a night to stay at an RV place.
If it was free, if someone were to give us one, we would take it and be so happy.
It's not like a way to save money. Unless you're traveling a ton, there's a certain point where the graph crosses and you start saving money. But it's more like a lifestyle or a travel style.
So fun.
Versus staying in a hotel.
It's so much fun though. If
it's a different kind of travel. It's a different kind of fun. It was cool when you stop at like a gas station or whatever. Boom. You want to use your own clean toilet. Yeah. 500 so other people's great. Butts haven't touched today.
Just yours.
Boom. There's your toilet. You want to have some of your own water?
12 times a day every day.
Only our butts. You want your own fridge? Boom. You want your own bed?
Great. Boom. Love it.
Just a house on wheels.
But
you also feel a little like
you feel like you've bought a cardboard house.
Very consumptive. Is that a word?
It's just sometimes you look at it.
Consuming a lot. a lot of Earth's resources.
Well, you would sometimes look at it and be like, wow, that's really big.
America.
Really big. So fun, though.
I don't think we'll do it again.
I don't know. I don't think we can say that.
Maybe when we're 55 and super, super rich.
If you can focus on the fact that you're in it for the fun and not on the fact that you bought a cardboard house on wheels that should not cost what it costs. Even the nice ones.
We got a Grand Design. It still was breaking apart just like all the other ones. Maybe not as much, but like our fridge broke multiple times. Our water heater had these issues. We had to keep paying people to come out. We have to like maintain the slides. The touchscreen was dinky and wouldn't connect, and the battery died like that. Just so many little things that you don't realize until you actually own one. You're like, wow, this is a lot of crap to deal with.
Yeah. They say like every time you drive it, just imagine it's like when you're like, oh, it broke all the time. Like trailer people are like, no, duh. Their favorite phrase is like, anytime you drive it anywhere, it's like putting your house through an earthquake. Like, expect damage.
That's fun.
So that's like, I don't know. But it was really fun.
And that was a synopsis of our RV life.
And our kids talk about it all the time still. And they're like, when are we getting another one? That was so much fun.
They do ask us all the time, when are we going to get another RV? Mom
and dad are boring and hate fun and we never want one.
Yeah.
So
it gives you things to do, like every day. Got to go empty the pooper, or you need to go check the water pressure.
It was fun. Or like,
you need to repair this.
It was I felt like Charles Ingalls and Caroline Ingalls. Like, I was like, we just took on these very traditional roles because we don't have that here at our house. And I'd be like, Dallin would be like, well, I'm going to go work on the outside. And he would like hook up, and it was like he was going out to the barn to plow the
fields. The roof.
He was just like, he was doing the like, the man stuff. And I was always like, all right, I'll fix up inside. Like, his realm was outside and my realm was inside. And it was kind of like comfortable. It was fun to have like very set roles.
A dream of mine that I do have, if we were ever get one again, would be to go stay in Fort Wilderness.
It's my favorite place. The cabins World. Are better though. Just go to the cabins. That's where we're going to stay next time.
Okay. Well, that's that then.
Every time I went there in a trailer, I was like, growing up, we always stayed at Fort Wilderness, and I would always look at the cabins and be like, oh my gosh.
Would it be like to have built-in plumbing?
What would it be like to stay at one of the it was like the height of like life. Yeah. Someone who could stay at the cabin at Fort Wilderness. Like, my aunt stayed at one time, and we were like, oh my gosh, can you believe that Julie stayed at a cabin?
Oh,
like,
cool.
Wow. So I just like the cabins.
Okay, guys. Thanks for joining us for another podcast. Hope you're liking the video podcast. If you'd rather watch it than listen to it, if you're only listening to it, go find it on Facebook and YouTube, searching the Dashleys. YouTube, I think there's like a new section where you post podcast videos. I don't know.
We'll need to
check that out. Maybe if I get worky enough, I'll post little snippets on TikTok and Instagram reels and stuff. We'll see.
Wouldn't that be the cutest?
Wouldn't that be great?
You.
Yeah. Okay. See you next time.